Oh, I'm sorry. What's good, John? Psych, what's good, y'all? Y'all are tuning in to Black Alternative Music and Talk with your homie, Coley Payne, mother son of a guns. Psych, what's good, y'all? I'm just being silly. I had to do that because sometimes I have a tendency to mess up my intro, and it's like because I'm sitting there trying to think about it so professionally and all that other bullshit, but then when I actually just go ahead and just be a silly son of a gun, it just comes out like, damn, that shit sounds awesome. I really like it. So that's why I had to do that. So anyway, how y'all doing this evening, man? Again, y'all tuning in with your boy Coley P on Black Alternative Talk and Music. I did say that wrong earlier because, like, again, I was thinking about it too much. But now I realize I am saying my damn station right. Okay. Now, I'm going to get on something that everybody's been on since I've been peeping on Facebook, all over social media. It's been a hot-ass topic, right? Let's go ahead and start chopping it up. Since we are Black Alts, and we got to give it up as us as Black Alts, we... No matter what everybody say, y'all know we like our white boy rap music. Y'all know we do. Don't be acting like we don't, nigga. Cause y'all know we like our white boys that be busting some shit. But this one is good. I know sometimes y'all be like, they culturally appropriating. Which I agree, sometimes some of them are. But you know what? That's what makes this a very interesting topic. Because you have some that do, but you got some that got some serious heat. Now, we've yet to have a white woman come into the game and really bust for us like that. But I think O'Blimey's tight. I think O'Blimey's super mad stupid. But I think she just ain't getting enough, you know, enough love out here. So, I just want to say that, man, to everybody out there who ever heard of O'Blimey, yo, check out baby girl. She's a white girl, and she's tight. She's filthy on the mic. For real. So give her some love, y'all. Check her out. She's on YouTube and shit. She also got a cut with my man Method Man. Big up to my man Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan. You know what I'm saying? My man Mr. Technical. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what's happening, bruh. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get on this topic right here about our man Eminem and MGK. Woo! This shit is hot. I'm sorry, y'all. This shit is super hot to me. Why? Because this is to be honest with y'all, we've never really had anybody in the game in this present day come at him like this. So everybody is talking about how, oh, M gonna murder him and all this shit, yada, yada, yada. But I'm gonna just say this. Look, M did strike first on him, right? He did. And a lot of, it was like, okay, yeah, he talked about him, but he did a lot of different stuff, did some different shit to where that's where MGK was able to land some hammers on him right now on this shot, on this joint called Rap Devil. Oh, that he just basically flipped the opposite on him. I mean, if you heard this song, man, I'm saying, like, MGK, my man Machine Gun Kelly, brought it. And understand this, y'all. I'm from Detroit. Mad love to Eminem, Big Sean. But you know what? I'm going to give my love to the whole, you know, Detroit back in the day. Hip-hop scene that was coming up. You know, my man Chaos and Maestro. My homegirl Smiley, but I'm not friendly. You know what I'm saying? The Box, Get Busy. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Did I say AWOL? Yeah, hey, my boys AWOL. You know what I'm saying? They, man, whoo, the boy, it was some heat. It was some heat. You know what I'm saying? And I'm for real, like, in Detroit, that was me. Detroit's most wanted, Big Up, you know what I'm saying? My homeboys, Dank Brewing Guns, you know what I'm saying? They was out there doing it in Detroit. My homeboy, West Chill, back in the day, back in the 90s, was kicking it raw, you feel me? But, yo, I gotta say, And Kid Rock, yeah, you did come from there too. And my man, shout out to my man M, you know what I'm saying? I ain't hating on you, brother. Shout out to all the D12, you know what I mean? My man OB Trice, my girl Dej Loeb, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of Detroit, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to our queen, you know what I'm saying? To our queen, Miss Aretha Franklin, you know what I mean? But yo, I'm just gonna go ahead and get on back on this, but I just wanted to get that shout out right quick, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it was on my mind and all that. But yo, I'm just trying to tell y'all right now, man, my man MGK brought it, the boy from Cleveland, that Midwest flavor. Y'all got to give it up, man. Everybody be talking that noise about, you know, the South and the, and I'm not hating on all these, man. I love all these regions. I love the East, the originators. My man from the, my people from the West Coast, the, you know what I'm saying, the end of the West Coast, the G-Funk innovators, you know what I mean? And then over there down the Dirty South, you know what I'm saying, that Dirty South hustle, you know what I mean? They brought that to us, you feel me? But yo, everybody be sleeping on my section. You feel me? They be sleeping on the Midwest. You know what I mean? But we got our boy Twista. We got our man Tech N9ne. We got our man Machine Gun Kelly. You know what I mean? We got M. We got some hot peeps over there. You feel me? We got Dej Loeb. We got Cass already was just mentioning. You feel me? We got my man Common. Big up to my man Common, who doing big things, you feel me? For my man Chicago, you heard? And then my man Big Chief Key, you know what I'm saying? My man Joey, wait a minute, is Joey Badass? No, my man Chance the Rapper, you know what I mean? It's a bunch of cats from the Midwest doing it lovely, you feel me? Hey, yo, you know, I know everybody kind of mad at my man right now, you know what I'm saying? And legitimately, I can understand why. But yo, my man Kanye West, he from that Midwest, you know what I'm saying? So yo, let me just put it down like that for y'all right quick, you heard? But yo, I'm just gonna say, man, this is fire. First of all, let's go ahead and throw this out there because this is about race, you know what I mean? But I mean, let's keep it 100 that, yo, you know what I'm saying? You got two white boys, you got a white giant pretty much who is a, you everybody cannot even deny the influence that Eminem has had on the hip hop, that's how I had on hip hop culture, on the hip hop generation, on a whole generation. He's had that influence. In fact, you won't even go there. Yo, Eminem has even re-sparked the career of some older cats. He's given that inspiration. You know what I mean? So yo, everybody need to understand, my man M is hot. We cannot deny that. Yeah, I don't like a lot of his lyrics. I can be real with y'all on that. I don't like when he talks all the stuff about, you know, when he says the word faggot and stuff like that. That really does bother me. You know what I mean? Because I am a bisexual brother. But at the same time, and I'm going to address that too. And I'm going to definitely address that topic, you know what I mean? Big time. I'm really going to go off on that. And that's what, matter of fact, most of my stuff's going to be about hip-hop coming up. So, but anyway, but back to what I was saying. But, you know, the influence that Eminem has had, we can't deny that. You know, I mean, he has inspired guys like Hobson and J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. And you know what I'm saying? He's inspired young brothers to get out here and do what he's doing. White boys got fire. And I mean, let's keep it 100 too. You got to look at my man MGK. Yo, my man, you already know that young white boy was paying attention to M. You know, that's why you got that young boy G-Eazy. You know what I mean? And you got Yellow Wolf. You got Rich. And the thing is about it that I love about M, everybody need to understand. My man M, when he came on the mic, he ain't just come on the mic because you got to keep it 100, y'all. Let's keep it 100. You know what I mean? There was a lot of white cats back in the 80s that was coming out in the 90s that was coming out. You know what I mean? And a lot of them dudes was kind of whack. Except for my boys, Beastie Boys. Big up to the Beastie Boys, you know what I mean? Yo, and big up to my man. You know, I gotta even say, even though I ain't like their name, I thought that was kind of inappropriate for them dudes be doing. And that's where the cultural appropriation came through. But YBT, Young Black Teenagers, even though y'all were white boys and y'all weren't no damn black teenagers, you know what I mean? But at the same time, that tap the bottle there, twist the cap, come on, tap the bottle there, Twisted Cat, that was the joint. You know what I mean? And it was funny because one of the white boys, a couple of the white boys in there look like light-skinned niggas. You know what I mean? So everybody was kind of Chester Cheeto on that one. You feel me? But yo, I'm saying, y'all know I'm getting all hip-hop and shit because I'm feeling it right now. You know what I mean? I'm feeling this whole thing right now. This shit's crazy, B. For real. But yo, but you know, a lot of them white dudes was kind of white. And I do love Third Base. Big up to Third Base. Big up to my man, MC Search, and Prime Minister Pete Nice. You know what I'm saying? If y'all hear this podcast, I hope y'all do because y'all really influenced me too. Big up, man. I love you guys. And of course, my man's the Beastie Boys. You know what I'm saying? But there was another cat I was loving too. His young white cat. He be an older cat now. But my man, Milkbone. You know what I'm saying? With the double I, the MILKBONE, Milkbone, you know what I'm saying? This young white cat was from Jersey, you know what I'm saying? He was a prodigy of Naughty by Nature, you know what I'm saying? And my man had heat. This white boy was cold, you feel me? But he fell off too, you know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, my man M coming to the game, and he just blazing hot. Everybody like, yo, this white boy from Detroit. You feel me? And I can't even front. That shit got me fired up too, B. You know what I mean? Because I love me some M. I love me some Detroit hip-hop. A lot of cats thought I wasn't loving that shit. Bullshit. I was, nigga. I was paying attention to what was going down. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a rock dude. You know what I mean? I love my rock and my metal. You feel me? But anyway. Well, yo. So, man. I just would like I'm saying, you know, you had a bunch of them whack cats. You had some hot cats out there that a lot of people I felt like didn't give them credit, but because a lot of the whack shit was overshadowing them, you know, so overshadowing a lot of the good ass white MCs that came in the game. And even the white girl Terry B came in the game under Eazy-E, you know what I mean? And she was tight too. But a lot of, you know what I'm saying, man. Everybody know about how, you know, man, I ain't trying to bust on my man, but you know, everybody know what was up with Dre and shit, so we know how that went down, and how that shit went down with them, and how he, you know, he paid hush money to keep her quiet and shit, and it was just fucked up. And then Terry B ended up going into the band My Ruin. Y'all have heard of My Ruin, and some things went down with her on that shit too. But overall, she was a very talented. She's very, to me, I thought she was dope as hell in the rap game. I thought she was gonna be a white girl that was really gonna blaze shop. And then there was another little white chick named Icy Blue, but she ain't come out. She wasn't good. She just wasn't good at all, really. And then, you know, you had Krishan and, you know them, but and Lil Debbie, you got her. You got like I said, O'Blimey. Now I love O'Blimey again. Y'all check her out. But you know, you had a bunch of these that was in the 80s, but now I'm talking about Lil Debbie and Krayshawn and them. I'm talking them and Lil O'Blimey are now they're young rappers now, but I think Krayshawn's pretty much done. But anyway, it was like, you know, you did have a lot of whack. You had some whack cats that did overshadow a lot of the white dudes. But then, you know, like I said, M came out and just blew up spot. And after that, you started seeing some really good white MCs. Like, I mean, I love Asher Roth. I thought Asher Roth is dope. You know, you start seeing him. Bubba Sparks came in the game. Bubba was pretty decent. I think he's a little bit of an appropriator, but at the same time, I mean, big up to what he did. But, you know, you had him, then you had, you know, now you got Ritz, you got, I mean, even who else? Oh, yeah, Ali D was another white cat that was really dope. Everlast, of course, you all know him. The House of Pain, you know them. And you know what's funny is that, yeah, we loved us, some of us, we, no matter what we try to say, we loved our new metal because it incorporated hip-hop, and that was really one of our, like, I can honestly say, besides all the other stuff, you know, besides the stuff that we listened to prior to nu metal, you know, like with grunge and all that stuff, we depth in. Hey, even some of us love hair metal and, you know, old stuff like Hendrix and Sabbath and Blue Cheer and, you know, that stuff. But at the same time, you know, we definitely loved, you know, what nu metal brought to the table, which was hip hop metal and rock, you know, joining this one. And with that, you know, that's how we know that how hip hop is influenced. And now you got, and through that was funny as hell, but you ended up getting you're getting more skillful white rappers. We don't agree with a lot of the shit that they say, but at the same time, a lot of them are bringing the heat. And we can't deny that. And Eminem is a huge reason why that's happening. Okay? But let's just keep it 100, man. He definitely got, in my words, okay, yeah, he didn't murder, MGK just necessarily didn't murder him. I agree with that. But at the same time, he wounded him. He definitely wounded him with this, with Rap Devil. That shit's fire. So for all y'all that's saying that he's, you know, I've read a lot of comments on back and forth about it. You know what I mean? And that's just, I'm going to leave it at that. People have a right to their opinion, so I'm not going to touch up on that. But I just wanted to touch up on it because it has become such a huge, huge topic. You know what I mean? And like I said, us black alts, we definitely love, we came from, we like our white boy hip hop, we like our white boy shit, you know what I'm saying? So big up to, I'm gonna just say this to big up to MGK, big up to MGK, and big up to M. Because here's the thing, we already know M gonna come, we know M gonna bring some fire. I mean, that's what I think. To be honest with you, that's what he wanted to do. Now, I'm going to also say this, too. In conclusion of this whole, pretty much, in the closing statement on this topic here, I'm going to say that MGK brought his M-Diss harder than Ja Rule, Benzino, any rapper, to me, any rapper out there, ICP, all them cats, he brought it harder than any rapper who tried to diss, whoever dissed Eminem or tried to diss Eminem and failed miserably. MGK brought it. So if y'all agree with me, y'all, you know I'm saying, go ahead and tap in on this one with your comments. Go ahead and like it, whatever. Even, you know, hit me up on the line. Let me know how you feel about it. Voice your opinion. And I will be hollering at y'all pretty soon. In fact, I need to start doing more of these because I actually find it fun to do them. And I love talking with people like this in a format where I can actually just be loud and express myself without sounding like I'm going crazy. So anyway, I want to just say once again, thank you guys for tuning in to Black Alternative Talk and Music with your boy Coley P. I am signing off, and I wish you all a hell of a night, man. Keep kicking ass, and let's keep staying black and rocking hard, baby. One love. Metal!